You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And all leave has been canceled for police this week in preparation for possible protests or unrest following a verdict in the trial. Gray's death in April sparked violent protest and unrest throughout the city. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the one you love some lame, boring gift like jewelry or toys or a new car or any other junk. No, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly, a KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat, popcorn, chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It is the perfect gift for that important person in your life who gets hungry right around lunchtime. Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
13% of millennials stopped looking for work in November. More on that from USA's Russ Jones.
Patrice Lee, national spokeswoman for Generation Opportunity, says this age group has stopped looking for work because they're discouraged.
Well, they're unable to find work due to a lack of available jobs. Now, those could be jobs that are in the fields that they study for, or it could be jobs that are just not in locations where they live right now.
Lee also says able-bodied young Americans have given up work in spite of over 200,000 jobs were added to the workforce in November.
So I think our generation gets mislabeled. We've heard entitled and narcissistic before. I think this generation, though, is growing up in coming of age in an economy that's recovering from the Great Recession.
Lee adds that members of the baby boomer generation still occupy millions of jobs as they continue working into later retirement years. I'm Russ Jones.
Speaking of work, NASA is now accepting applications for its next class of astronauts. The group that's selected could fly on four different vehicles, including the first human flight to Mars in the 2030s. Applicants must have degrees in engineering, biology, computer science, or math. They must also be able to pass a rigorous physical exam. Being a NASA astronaut is a full-time job, paying up to $144,000 a year. Applications can be made through usajobs.gov through February 18th. For breaking news, we're at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we are here at Hot and Hunter, and I have a special guest on the phone, Joe Argo. Joe, we're going to just do a quick check here and make sure that you are still with us on the phone.
Absolutely. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. Now that I know that my technology did not fail, I'll tell you what we always do here at Hot and Hunterdon is we start off with a quote. And today, since you're here talking about Adopt One Village Hunterdon, we're going to be talking about a nonprofit organization and the work that how you're familiar with that organization. We're going to start with our quote here, and that is, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." So that's our quote here today, and I would like to now introduce our guest who's not in the studio with us, but is on a landline, so hopefully we're going to have a great reception here, and it sounds like you're coming in loud and clear, Joe.
Wonderful. I can hear you well as well. Thank you.
Fantastic. So would you like to start off by introducing yourself and letting our listeners know what we're going to be covering today?
Sure. I mean, this is my passion. My name is Joe Agro, and I have a passion to work with a charity by the name of Adopt One Village. It's something that is in my blood. It's in my my calling, if you will. I love that quote that you just read because it's exactly in line with what we're doing right now and what I'm doing with you. And so I just want to share my passion and any information that I have about some of our efforts to hopefully just expand our support for this wonderful organization.
Excellent. And Adopt One Village Hunterdon is an organization that was started with the founder of the organization is from West Orange, New Jersey. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. So the founder is actually from the village in Africa that we primarily serve, and moved to West Orange sometime, or at least New Jersey, I believe, in 1996. And I met him maybe 8 or 9 years ago at this point.
Okay, well, that is, it's always nice, I think, to be able to meet the person that's the founder of an organization. I think it personalizes the nonprofit organization. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the roots of that organization, how it's grown, and the efforts and resources that you bring to this organization, and how we can get other people to jump in and help us. Right now, though, I have to pay the bills, so we're going to do a quick commercial, and then I'm going to let everyone know what the weather is. So, Joe, you stay with us, and I hope our listeners stay with us as well to learn more about this great organization, Adopt One Village, Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon with Joe Argo, a guest on the phone with us today. And we're talking about Adopt One Village Hunterdon. And before everyone gets ready to go on their website and learn more about the organization, we're going to be giving that information in just a moment. I want to cheer everyone up with our weather forecast. It is absolutely beautiful. Joe, have you been outside today?
Absolutely. I spent as much time outside as I could on a day like today.
It is absolutely beautiful. So here in Flemington, the current conditions are 55 degrees, and I snuck in a run before I got to the studio, and it was a no sleeveless shirt. I always get in trouble here saying it's a no shirt run, but it's actually a sleeveless shirt kind of run. It's a little foggy and misty, about 55 degrees, but absolutely balmy, I think would be the right word to use in December, about a week before Christmas, which is unheard of. So I hope everyone's taking advantage of the beautiful weather, going out to see the different tree lighting ceremonies all across New Jersey, Hunterdon County, and of course, the big tree at Rockefeller Center. Tomorrow is a perfect day to play hooky. So I'm just telling you right now, it's mostly sunny and 63 tomorrow. So whatever you can do, maybe go into work and then maybe you can take some personal time in the afternoon. It does take a little while for the fog to burn off, but I would definitely suggest tomorrow being the day for that, or Wednesday. Wednesday, it does get a little cooler, around 52 degrees, but perfectly sunny. Thursday, we're looking at some showers, a high of 57, and then Friday, we're back in the 40s. So take advantage of the next few days. And definitely don't worry about your umbrella this week. We're in really good shape. So, Joe, I wanted to give everyone the website for the Adopt One Village. It's www.adoptonevillage.org, and they can learn a little bit more about the organization. Maybe we could start with you telling us a little bit about the mission.
Sure, absolutely. So Adopt One Village focuses mostly on trying to build up these folks over in Ghana, West Africa, who don't have the infrastructure or the medical care, any type of education or quality of life that essentially we would have here. And so those are our four main focuses, pushing to allow them to be able to empower themselves through education, to bring them quality medical care, because these folks have to walk in some cases miles just to get to a place where they may be able to get basic medical care like a Tylenol or stitches or whatever it may be. And quality of life is a very simple thing, in that the first time that I ever stepped foot into this village, the kids really didn't even have shoes on their feet. Some of them are walking miles from home to school. to rush through some classes to get back home to help in the fields or whatever it may be. We're wearing clothing for weeks on end. And, of course, infrastructure. There's just a lack of the basic infrastructure that we take for granted here in the U.S. You know, clean water. They have a stream to drink out of until we fix the local well. There is no electricity currently to most of the homes in the village. They brought it in just a couple of years ago, but most of the folks can't afford it. The homes themselves essentially are, if you have a garden shed in your backyard, that garden shed is likely a higher quality structure than these folks are living in. They're made out of recycled materials or sticks and mud, and just an amazing thing to see what they get done with the little they have. And big goals of building a training center over there for medical care and for all types of life issues that would really help them, again, be self-empowered.
Joe, would you be willing to share how you got involved with the organization?
Oh, I would love to share that. So, again, maybe I would guess about 7 or 8 years ago now, I was working with a different charity in West Orange where Emmanuel, who's the founder, is working as a postal worker. And he was working with this charity as well, and we had heard about all of the amazing things he was doing for his village. We asked him, we said, how can we help you? How can we partner with you? And as a humble man that he is, he said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not going to tell you what we need. I'm going to ask you if you can find some men and have them come with me on my next trip. I would like them to see what it is over there. And so they will find their passion. They will find what they feel they can do best and come back and champion that instead of me telling them what I think that they can do. And, of course, everything gets filtered through him. If somebody wanted to do something silly, he would have said no. But thankfully, five of us went over. We experienced this village and the wonderful people firsthand, and a funny little story with that. I told my wife it was a once-in-a-lifetime trip. I promise I'll never go to West Africa again. I'm just doing this to help the charity. I have since apologized numerous times for that because I fell in love with the people and the place. And, well, the rest is history, I suppose.
Well, that is a great way to get involved. And I wondered how other people could, besides the website, if people wanted to have that personal experience. I mean, I think it's so nice that the founder is still involved with the organization. And do you have different events that people can learn a little more about the organization?
Absolutely. So we do a number of things on U.S. soil, ranging from, you know, just simple get-togethers or fundraisers to organizing groups of people who actually want to make the trip over to Ghana. And so when we go to this village that we serve, it's a tremendous benefit to the person who's going sometimes, almost as much as the folks that they're visiting. And so we'll take medical professionals, we'll take dental professionals, educational folks, or just anybody else who wants to go and serve in whatever way that they can, construction or just to be there even for moral support for the line of kids that will follow them around everywhere, you know, whatever it may be, there's definitely an opportunity for folks to get involved. And we can, I can give out an email address now or later, whichever you prefer. Where if they have questions about that, we would love to make that available to them as best as we can.
Okay, great. We'll give out the phone number and the Facebook page for Adopt One Village Hunterdon. When we come back, we'll take a short break. And then if we could get that information ready, we'll do it as soon as we come back from the break. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. So everyone stay with us. We're going to go to the commercial and pay our bills for the day.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I'm so pleased to be able to introduce, if you're just joining us, Joe Argo, who took time out of his day today, which we appreciate, to talk about a charity that he supports called Adopt One Village Hunterdon. And I wanted to make sure everyone would be able to get a little more information on their own if you wanted to research it. So I'll give out the website, and then Joe is going to jump in with an email address and some other information. So I know their website is www.adoptonevillage, all one section, no spaces, .org. And on the website, there's a lot of information. So I really encourage you to look at it, find out a little bit more about the nonprofit organization. And then that personal touch is always nice. That's how Joe got involved in the organization. So Joe, can you let our listeners know how they could connect and get a little bit more information than what we're able to provide in the hour we have together today?
Sure. If folks would like to contact us directly, there's a direct email that we've set up for Hunterdon County focused support, and that's Hunterdon@adoptonevillage.org. So it's a specific email address that will go right to somebody who can, it'll go to me to begin, and we'll be able to answer questions. If I can't answer them, I'll go to Emmanuel or one of the board members and find out what we can do to help support your quest for information about this wonderful charity.
Excellent. And are there, I know there's different friend-raising or fundraising that goes on. If someone wanted to host a friend-raising, a little small friend-raising gathering, or to participate in a fundraiser, information about upcoming events, would that be shared on the website or on the Facebook page?
Chances are that would, at the moment, be shared on the Facebook page. We try not to put too many of our resources into the website, or, for instance, that's the reason we don't have a telephone number, is we don't want to have to pay a recurring fee. So Facebook is a great way to contact us, and if somebody would like to support this charity by doing something locally, we would absolutely love that, and I can promise you that the payback to you, while not financial, obviously, is just tremendous. It's something that you're glad you got involved in for the rest of your life, from what I can tell, at least at this point in my life.
And the organization is a 501c3?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
So, which means any donations are tax deductible.
That is correct. So anything that is given can be provided either by mailing it into an address that we have on the website that I can give you, or it can be made via PayPal via the website. Of course, I'd be glad to meet with anybody in Hunterdon County if they had questions as well, to try to make sure that they're comfortable with what they're supporting.
Because this time of year, Joe, all the people who are thinking about their taxes for next year, when they file their 2015 taxes, maybe they're thinking, I might need a nice charitable deduction. And so Adopt One Village Hunterdon would fit the bill by being a 501c3 organization. And if you didn't want to donate cash, which is always every nonprofit's always happy to take cash. And you can, as Joe said, do that at the PayPal portion of their website at www.adoptonevillage.org. But you could also, if you're in the shopping mood and you don't perhaps you have a very small circle like I do and you don't have a lot of people to buy for, you can go out and buy items. Remember, Joe mentioned the different categories that they focus on for change in the village. And one of those, of course, is education. So you can go out and get a lot of school supplies and mail those in, save the receipt from the school supplies and the mailer from FedEx or UPS, or if you want to use U.S. Post Office, I think they're still in business there. You can take all of that as a tax deduction for supporting a charity, which is really important.
That is correct, and that is a great point. One of the things this time of year that people think about is obviously maximizing the leverage of their donations. While we don't talk about donations a terrible amount, the great news is that every single penny goes directly to what we're doing over there and the infrastructure that we're building to support these people. There are no staff members. There's no, you know, the fees for the website are donated by somebody specifically for that. And one of the more interesting ways that you can support the charity, especially during this time of year, we may have missed the window a little bit, but is at smile.amazon.com. You can have all of your online purchases on Amazon generate a small percentage of your sale go directly to Adopt One Village at no cost to you. It sort of comes out of Amazon's pocket.
Oh, that's a great idea, and I think I missed that on the website, so I'm glad you pointed that out. The Smiles Amazon.com, and you see them sometimes, they pop up if you have a Facebook page. It'll say, oh, I just supported such and such a charity at Amazon.smile. So that's a great reminder for people. And I want to just get back to your point, Joe, about 100% of the deductions going directly to support the village, not having any overhead. That's incredible. The Attorney General suggests about a 15% cost for admin and overhead overall for a nonprofit organization as being an acceptable practice. But to say that 100% of your donation goes directly to supporting the charity, that there are no staff members and no overhead costs, you pointed out how fiscally conservative the group is with the website getting someone to donate the services that are necessary to operate the nonprofit. So right there, that's very impressive. And I'm glad that we can tell people if they're still shopping or they want to shop online to make sure to support the Adopt One Village. And is that Adopt One Village Hunterdon on the Smiles, the Amazon Smiles?
I believe it's just listed as Adopt One Village. We are trying to build a focus here in Hunterdon County because this is obviously where I live and where my passions are based out of. At the moment it's just listed as Adopt One Village and it'll get split up accordingly.
Excellent. Okay, that's very good. And there's about 9 shopping days left, I think, so there's still time to do that. And is Adopt One Village registered on the Giving Tuesday? Was that something that you all did a big push for?
Unfortunately, I don't know that that was something that was done. We're very low on the volunteers on the tech end of things a lot of times, and so part of what we do is as much as we can without burning people out. One of the key to volunteers is making sure that they get a benefit out of their donating, whether it's time or finances or whatever it is. And so we don't push our tech folks all that far.
Well, I think that's a good, very good way to do that because the tech folks can burn out very easily. And sometimes they are the most important part of the organization, making sure and connecting you to the individuals that you need. So I think that's a sound plan. I know Giving Tuesday, sometimes people meet, when they go to do their holiday shopping, they may not do it exactly on that day. So if people, when they do a little bit of shopping, want to do a little bit of charity as well, it's never too late to make a donation to Adopt One Village and really make a difference. I was impressed with the 4 focus areas that Adopt One Village has. A lot of times people look at a nonprofit and they want to know, where's my money going? So now we know all the money goes to the organization direct services. And they want to know, what do you achieve? Why are you in business? What changes are you making in this village in West Africa. So maybe you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about the infrastructure changes as well as the educational pieces.
Sure. If you don't mind, I'll start off with the educational because it's probably where we've had the most success so far.
Sure.
Essentially, I want you to imagine walking into a school where there are 7 classrooms packed with kids and only 3 teachers. And so the first time that I went there, that's exactly what we experienced. And the kids were sitting there, well-behaved, sort of twiddling their thumbs at their desk, waiting for the teacher to run from classroom to classroom. In the 6 or 7 years that we've been working to build education over there directly, we've seen that the classrooms are now fully staffed by teachers, some of which are volunteers from the village who come, and we actually try to support them as a secondary thought because we're so grateful for their help. And so what we do with education is in this village, you go through the equivalent of grade school for free, the same way we do here in the U.S., but as soon as you start going at the high school level, you have to pay a fee, not nearly as much as we do for college, but similar to that. And so what we have organized is sponsorship for the top performing kids, if you will, who can actually pass the test to get into these high school classes, and have sponsored them to go to school with the understanding that if they go, they have to come back and pour back into their village, pour back into the younger kids, and sort of become mentors whenever possible. And we try to encourage that as much as we can. And so it's built a great circular motion, if you will, of knowledge in that village to the point where people are actually trying to get assigned to this school now in this village, which is incredibly impoverished. It's just amazing.
Well, it sounds like the work is just by the fact of what you've achieved, that it's almost something you can see. It's almost tangible to see the difference for the children. So I think that that's great. And we all know that education helps to break the cycle of poverty. And so we know that those are great tools to be giving to individuals that are impoverished and in poverty. And it must be something to see people in a village, an entire village, where there is so much poverty.
It is a very heartbreaking thing to see for the first time because you don't know what you're going to run into when you go there. Everybody has this mental picture of what Africa is like, and it's not like what you see on TV a lot of times. It's a completely different place. The people, first of all, are absolutely amazing. I like to give this example where I accidentally left a very expensive camera on a ledge on the school, at the school the time that I was there, and nobody picked up that camera and looked at it or ran off with it or whatever it was. It was there for a couple of hours before I realized I left it there. When I came back, they just said, "Hey, your camera's over there in case you forgot it." Whereas, here in the U.S., unfortunately, we have this I don't even know how to describe it. I suppose people will ask you for things or expect things or take advantage of you. Where over there, they're just so grateful and so happy even with the little they have. And so our goal is ultimately to be able to step back from this village and watch it grow on its own. Like you said, knowledge is sort of power, and it brings the ability of these folks to be successful on their own. And so we're grateful to see their smiling faces and their love. But we're even more grateful to know that now this village is starting to become a little more self-sufficient.
Joe, you sound like a true humanitarian with your efforts and with the help of this charity trying to impact change and make a difference one person at a time. We do have to take a news break at 4:30, and it is 4:29. So let's give out the email again in case people want to contact you.
Sure, that's Hunterdon, just like Hunterdon County, Hunterdon@AdoptOneVillage.org.
Great. And can you stay with us for the rest of our hour here?
I would love to. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. We're going to take a news break, and then we are going to be able to talk again to Joe Argo, who was kind enough to spend some of his day here with us. and tell us a little bit more about Adopt One Village, Hunterdon. I wanted to cover it when I learned a little bit about it because I love the grassroots effort. I love the ability that we can make a difference and an impact. So I hope certainly during this holiday season, if you're thinking about a charity or a charitable donation, they are a 501c3 organization, and it sounds like a great way to impact change. So we're going to do a news break, and then we'll be back with Joe Argo and Adopt One Village Hunterdon.
Somewhere on this night of nights, she's looking to believe.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. A Maryland man has been arrested by the FBI for suspicion of supplying ISIS with material support. Mohammed Al-Shiniwi was formally charged in Baltimore's U.S. District Court today. The FBI says the Edgewood resident pledged his allegiance to ISIS online and received orders to cause destruction in the U.S. in exchange for payment from the organization. Intelligence agents had been keeping him under surveillance since early this year. The White House is pressing Russia to de-escalate tensions with Turkey.
There's more work that both sides probably need to do in that regard, but I think it's notable that in the weeks since that occurred, we haven't seen any tangible escalation at this point.
In his daily briefing today, spokesman Josh Earnest says one way Russia can do this is by rolling its anti-ISIS efforts in Syria into the U.S.-led coalition campaign. The two countries have been trading threats since Turkey shot down a Russian military jet after the pilot violated Turkish airspace. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
One political expert says Donald Trump's recent statements about banning Muslims from entering the country will be a big part of tomorrow's Republican debate.
This discussion over Muslims entering the United States will be one of the primary topics, and those who want to score points against Trump are going to have to come out with a strong line of opposition to his statements.
Dr. Sean Foreman with Barry University says those opponents who go after Trump's proposal need to be able to say how they would handle things differently. However, because of the sensitivity of the subject, they'll also need to be careful about how they phrase their ideas. Whoever tries to take jabs at Trump needs to watch out for his counterattacks. Dr. Foreman says the two who have the most to gain by going after the frontrunner are Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Some faculty at Northeastern University in Massachusetts are opposed to a plan to arm campus police with semi-automatic rifles. The Boston Globe reports 60 faculty members have voiced their concern in a letter to the university's president. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Donald Trump's doctor has a pretty high opinion of the presidential candidate. Dr. Harold Bornstein has been the real estate mogul's physician for 25 years, and he says that if Trump wins, he'll be the healthiest candidate ever elected to the presidency. Although Dr. Bornstein is not believed to have evaluated any past presidents, he says Trump's blood pressure, cardiovascular health, and overall wellness is excellent. Trump attributes his good health to having great genes. Got a drone? You'll need to register it with the Federal Aviation Administration.
Any drone owner with a drone that weighs more than about half a pound is required to register it with the FAA before they fly it.
Dr. Andrew Maynard with Arizona State University says this move isn't surprising, since drones obviously are not as safe as once thought. Registration begins December 21st. Pete Rose's ban from Major League Baseball will remain intact for now. Commissioner Rob Manfred has chosen to leave Rose's lifetime ban from the sport in place. Manfred issued a statement saying the now 74-year-old Rose has not presented credible evidence of a reconfigured life, and that allowing him to work in the game presents an unacceptable risk of a future violation by him. The all-time hit king was banned for betting on baseball while managing the Cincinnati Reds in the 1980s. And Bill Cosby is suing several of his accusers for defamation. The actor filed a suit today against seven of the women who have accused him of sexual assault or misconduct. The 78-year-old claims the women have made false statements and accusations against him. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
And we are back on the air. Christmas. Enjoying a little bit of Christmas holiday music, I guess, from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is a great, great concert to be able to see live. I always enjoy going with my sisters every year. It's such pretty music. And we're talking about this holiday season, tax deductions and charitable giving. So we wanted to throw in a little holiday cheer music there. And the organization we're talking about today is Adopt One Village, Hunterdon County. And I'm so pleased to have Joe Argo on the phone with me to talk about this. Are you still with us, Joe?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Outstanding. All right. Well, right before the break for the news, we were talking about the impact on the education. And I wanted to give listeners an opportunity to also hear about the future part of the change that the organization is impacting, and that's in the infrastructure.
Sure. So the infrastructure in the village that we've been working in up to this point has been very weak. It's about as simple living as you could possibly imagine. I'll describe a little bit of it just to begin. And one of the major things that people say, water is life. And so the folks in this village, up until about 2 years ago, their water source was about 2 miles from the center of the village. It was downhill. There are about 300 people in the village with all of their goats and chickens and turkeys and everything you could possibly imagine that would be running around. And so the water source was a small runoff stream, again, about 2 miles away downhill. You can imagine what the quality of that water was every time it rained. My wife came with me last July and commented when she saw the water source that they were drinking out of this. I can't believe this. My dog drinks better water than this at home. And so what we have done is repaired one of the two wells that's close to the village, which allows them to get much cleaner, much healthier water, not just for drinking, but for cooking, for bathing, and all of that. And it's about halfway to the village between their current water source, between the previous water source and where the current water source is now. So it cuts down the time of them having to physically carry gallons and gallons of water to and from their homes or the center of the village and the water source. The homes themselves, as I said earlier, if you have a garden shed in your backyard, even if it's in terrible disrepair, is probably in better condition than most of the homes in the village. They're just simply sticks that have been stood up in the mud. They have mud packed between them with maybe some sheet metal roofing that they recycled from somewhere, maybe not. Usually you can see right through the roof in many of the homes, and a home about the size of maybe two king-size beds will often house, you know, five or six people, usually a mother, a number of the kids, maybe a grandparent. A lot of times the husband will be off in the fields all day or even travel to the city to work for long periods of time. And so our goal is to bring that quality of life, if you will, that infrastructure up so that these folks are not struggling to survive, but able to put their efforts into other things, which will help them thrive.
And I hope maybe we can, on the Facebook page for Houghton Hunterdon, link it to the Adopt One Village website to be able to show people the pictures of how it actually is in the village. And I think it's great that you're willing and able to share your personal experiences there. I think even with poverty in Hunterdon County and in New Jersey and in the United States, people are not attuned to it that aren't in poverty. And so there's not enough awareness about what the conditions really mean. What does it mean to be in poverty? You were talking about access to medical care when we first started at the top of the hour. That is such a huge thing, because the simplest things, the prevention, the things that people take for granted are just not accessible. And even if they were accessible, they're not affordable.
That is true. I would love to tell a success story if we have just a couple of minutes to do that.
Sure. Go right ahead. That would be great.
Okay. So the one of the charities that was working with Adopt One Village from about 7 or 8 years ago, the one that I was involved with at the time, of course, sent us over there. We looked at the condition of the village, and we decided that the medical care just was not good enough. If somebody had, well, for instance, the kids didn't know what a Band-Aid was. We were pulling Band-Aids out of our medical kit in our vehicle, and they didn't know what a Band-Aid was, so they'd never seen that. If they got a sore tooth, an abscess or so, it could be life-threatening. You know, there's just no one there to take care of those things. And so this charity went ahead and took one of the buildings, if you will, that are in the village, really, again, not much more than a garden shed, and has refurbished it into a medical center that is dead center of this village. And so sometime last year, I believe, the government of Ghana actually recognized this as an official, small but official medical center in the area. So we have supplies that we ship over somewhat regularly. We bring over some medical professionals, but in the future, we hope to be able to actually have representation provided by the government to provide just some of this very basic medical care to these children and their families. And with that in mind, we've built, in the process of building, actually some quarters, if you will, some the place for people to stay right next to and attached to this medical center, so that if somebody traveled all the way to the village, they could stay there overnight, provide medical care the next day or a couple of days, and then, of course, head back to where they came from.
Well, on the medical supplies, also we always think about children and immunizations. Are there programs that also make sure that the preventative care, whenever possible, is provided with other collaborations?
There's a little bit of that that goes on. That's actually very difficult to arrange over there, because in some of these nations, you will arrange to, let's say, have a smallpox vaccination or something along those lines given, and you don't know if it's a counterfeit product that's being brought there. It's brought, you know, through multiple third world countries, and so a big part of what we do is trying to get professional medical personnel to come with us, along with all of the normal folks like me who do just normal stuff, and bring some of those supplies with them whenever possible.
That is good to know. I know sometimes with expiration dates and those kind of things, things seem like they're fine, but we have to be mindful of what is really useful and what is needed in the village.
That is true. We do collect things like Tylenol or, you know, very simple medications, but generally you can't bring any type of prescription drug. Imagine carrying a suitcase full of prescription drugs through the airport. It just doesn't work out well in most cases.
I would guess it wouldn't, Joe. I don't think you'd make your final destination if you tried something like that. But even just the medical gloves, you know, have expiration dates, and they're perfectly fine, but they have to be destroyed, you know, things like that. So we do want to make sure people check on the website, and if you're going to do a drive for Adopt One Village, you will look at the website and take the suggestions that are listed so that you have the right things that you're collecting in your drive in Hunterdon County. And I think that Joe has issued a challenge here to the residents of Hunterdon County. And I think that he is really looking for some volunteers. If you don't want to do the charitable deduction, certainly can organize a drive. You can work and do some friend-raising or fundraising or get a little more involved with the organization. So we're going to do a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to touch on some of the collaborations that Adopt One Village Hunterdon has going on, and we're going to give you another opportunity to learn a little more about this great organization. Stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hunterdon for our last 15 minutes. Joe, I always say radio time this Monday from 4 to 5 every Monday is the quickest hour of my week. And there's so many things we want to talk about today with Adopt One Village Hunterdon. And I want to make sure that we get it all in. One of the things I wanted to touch upon was the many collaborations that the organization has with other groups to try to have change. And I think that's important to people because they want to know it's not a solo effort. You're trying to impact a community. In order to impact a community, you have to involve a community.
That is absolutely correct. One of the highlights of our efforts is that we were able to, many years ago, partner with another town here in New Jersey, an hour or so east of here, called West Orange, in which they adopted the village in Ghana, and they became sort of sister villages. And so that's the greatest collaboration we've had to date. It's sort of my hope and my vision that we can sort of replicate that success out here in Hunterdon County. My family and I moved out here to connect with people and to do great work out here in Hunterdon, if you will. But we would love to sort of bring that spirit of, hey, can we connect with this village over in Ghana? And so we've actually, we've hoped to be able to do that because as soon as you start working with an entire area or an entire town, people start coming out from not only churches and synagogues and, you know, everywhere you can imagine, local businesses, other charities, but just places that you would never expect.
Okay, and I think that is listed on the website. I believe that's under our results. You could learn a little bit more about the many different partnerships that have been successful and that are available if you wanted to get involved in different ways. Also on the website, you can actually meet the board members. There's at least you can meet them electronically because there are lovely pictures up of the different board members, so you can learn a little bit more about the nonprofit. Remember, everyone, before you do anything, you always want to do your own research and look at the websites, look at the charitable filing registration. You can go on GuideStar if it's this organization or any. I think people, the more they read about an organization, the more involved they'll get and the more committed they'll get to the cause. So this is a really nice website in terms of it's not overbearing. Sometimes you go on a website, Joe, and you don't know where to start. So this is nicely broken down. The one thing I couldn't find, and perhaps you know this, is if there are any upcoming events where people could become connected with some of the volunteers.
There are, absolutely are. We have been, in a sense, reorganizing for about the past 6 months or so. And although the board members listed on the website are active, there is actually another one or two that are not listed at the moment. We hope to make those updates. But the events that are coming up that would probably pertain to Hunterdon County folks, we have a local resident who is hoping to host a very large gala-type event in her home. And by very large, I mean maybe close to 100 people or so, which is large for our fundraisers. Most of our supporters are folks who have either been there or have met Emmanuel or someone else who's been there. So we hope to be able to launch something in either the late winter or spring. We're still working out the details. I was hoping to have that solidified before our talk today, but unfortunately I don't. And the best way to connect with that is probably via the email address that we gave, hunterdon@adoptonevillage.org. We'll get information out to you as soon as that's formed if you're interested in taking part.
Absolutely. And maybe, Joe, we could post that on the Houghton Hunterdon page when you have that together as a link so people can learn a little bit more about that when the details are available. That sounds like a large organizational nightmare, having that many people in a setting like that. So we'll certainly be patient and wait for that information to come up.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. Emmanuel's already committed to making the trip out here for the evening. And you'll get to really hear a lot more than we can cover in a couple of segments in an hour on radio.
Excellent. Now, Joe, I want to thank, as the radio person here, that I do enough research and ask the right questions. But since it seems, because people tell me I'm not perfect, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but that is sometimes suggested to me, I wanted to know if there was anything that we didn't cover in the last hour that you wanted to highlight.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. You are doing a fantastic job. I really do appreciate it. It's an honor to be able to do this. The one thing that pops out into my mind that I actually had a phone call with Emmanuel just before I called into you, and we have up until 6 or 8 months ago, we had a warehouse that was donated to us in West Orange, and it was probably a 500,000 square foot warehouse, of which we had a small corner of. We've since lost that, which is not a terrible loss because folks have donated space in their homes to store things. But it costs us approximately $8,000 per container to send supplies over to this village. And so what that means is a tractor trailer full of medical supplies or infrastructure supplies for the school, you know, notebooks, pens, anything, blackboards. We put up new blackboards for them to use in chalk, simple things like that. A truckload of that being sent over there is about $8,000 total. We have about three truckloads or three container loads ready to go. Again, we like to give all of the funds that are given directly to the supplies. So folks generally, when they come, will say, I want to donate for the shipping. And that's the only time we put that money towards there. But that's something that just popped up in my mind when I was talking to him and also while we've been talking, that might be sort of a hot need, if you will, if anybody really felt like they wanted to make a difference right now. Not that they would necessarily give the full $8,000, but if they wanted to give towards that, we would be gratefully appreciative of that.
Okay, and if they wanted to designate that, can they do that on the PayPal, or do they need just to send a separate email and say, hey, I made a donation, I'd like this designated towards the shipping costs?
I believe there's a way to do that in the description on PayPal.
Great. If there's not, again, they can email hunterdin@adoptonevillage.org, or they could simply write a check and send it to the mailing address on the website that's listed. It's a P.O. box. Again, Emmanuel is a postal worker, so that's very convenient for us.
Great. Well, we'll have to make sure all the shipping is U.S. Post Office, if anyone's shipping, so the president continues to be able to work and support the organization. I believe the U.S. Postal, he had received an award as a humanitarian through his work. So we'll give a plug out then to the U.S. Post Office as well for keeping him employed so he could continue to do this great work. But I do want to say, Joe, that this is an area where there is so much agriculture. There are empty barns. There are many, many empty warehouses right now, unfortunately, due to the economy locally. And someone may have a warehouse that normally is rented and they know for sure won't be rented for 6 months or 9 months or a year. And they may be able to do a tax deduction to for the fair market value of the rent for a garage or a barn or some other warehousing. Isn't that right?
That is a tremendous opportunity. You know, typically we're not collecting very large items now because as we continue to store them, we have to raise a lot more money to ship them. but some of those barns are great for holding on to small containers, let's say, you know, waterproof containers and medical devices or medical supplies that can be sent, or again, school supplies. But one of the most unique uses of space like that we found since we started getting a little more active here in Hunterdon is folks like to throw barn parties. And so if somebody had a barn that they wanted to donate some space to and, you know, wouldn't mind us sort of dolling it up a little bit to do a little fundraiser for their family, friends, and whoever else we can get to come, we would love to make use of that type of space just really to get the word out. You know, when we do our presentations, it's a very soft sell. People either fall in love with this or they have a lot of questions and they don't. And it's a very, very, I don't even know how to describe it other than to say there are tears in the eyes of people out in the crowd when they see some of the videos and photos and your stories. So we don't need to sell very hard.
Well, thanks for sharing that information, Joe, and thanks for being with us. Before we wrap up, can you give the contact information just one more time?
I would love to. So the main website, of course, is adoptonevillage.org. You can also find us on Facebook just by searching for Adopt One Village. There is a direct email address for anyone in Hunterdon County who has questions or would like to make suggestions or whatever it may be, and that email address is hunterdon@adoptonevillage.org. And finally, if you did want to mail something in, whether it be a donation of some sort of small goods or, of course, finances, we would be more than welcome. You'd be more than welcome to do that, and we'd be very appreciative. The address for that is simply P.O. Box 347 in West Orange, New Jersey, 07052.
Joe, thank you so much, Joe, for spending your hour with us here at Hot and Hunterdon. And we really appreciate the work that you do with the organization and to make this world a better place.
It's been my honor and my pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Have a great day, Joe.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and that was Joe Argo from Hot and Hunterdon. And he was talking about Adopt One Village. So I hope you enjoyed all the information. And I hope that you will be able to look up some information about that yourself and see if you're one of the people he talked about that get very emotional and get very attached to the program. So now we are getting ready for Ruth Ann Brown, who will be in the studio in just a moment. We're going to go and play our news for all of you. And then when we come back, you'll have Ruth Ann Brown. Thanks so much for being with us today.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. A Maryland man has been arrested by the FBI for suspicion of supplying ISIS with material support. Mohammed Al-Shiniwi was formally charged in Baltimore's U.S. District Court today. The FBI says the Edgewood resident pledged his allegiance to ISIS online and received orders to cause destruction in the U.S. in exchange for payment from the organization. Intelligence agents had been keeping him under surveillance since early this year. The White House is pressing Russia to de-escalate tensions with Turkey.
There's more work that both sides probably need to do in that regard. But I think it's notable that in the weeks since that occurred, we haven't seen any tangible escalation at this point.
In his daily briefing today, spokesman Josh Earnest says one way Russia can do this is by rolling its anti-ISIS efforts in Syria into the U.S.-led coalition campaign. The two countries have been trading threats since Turkey shot down a Russian military jet after the pilot violated Turkish airspace. This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. There's still time to save big for the holiday season. Check a few names off your list with gift selections for your friends and family, like home decor and jewelry, toys, and gift baskets with new items arriving this week. Plus, we have plenty of gift cards for all. So hitch up the sleigh and head to Sam's Club or samsclub.com because holiday shopping just got a little bit simpler. Join and save